Commentator Jason Berry grew up in the Catholic Church. As an investigative reporter who covered the clergy's sexual abuse scandal, he became so disheartened he lost his faith. He wrote a book called Lead Us Not Into Temptation, Catholic Priests and the Sexual Abuse of Children. This is the story of how he rediscovered his faith.
I'm a journalist and a Catholic. For 20 years, I struggled with my faith as I uncovered sexual secrets of the Church from cops, lawyers, therapists, nuns, and priests. Each time I met abuse victims, I thought, there but for the grace of God go I. Looking back on years of Catholic schooling, I realized it could have happened to me. The reporting made me so repulsed by the hierarchy's cover-up tactics that I couldn't bring myself to go to Mass. I was too angry. When I was growing up in New Orleans, my faith was shaped by my mother and grandmother's. This family line came out of Mexico. I felt close to that Latin idea of a festive church, something different from the more puritanical Irish Catholicism I discovered as I grew older. In school, I had great relationships with nuns. They liked me, I liked them. The Jesuits who taught me in high school and college stressed that faith and reason can live in harmony. Years later, digging into the clergy's sexual underground, I found myself listening to those abuse victims shunned by bishops. Unlike a priest in confession, I had no absolution to give. All I could do was make sure that their stories of stolen innocence were heard, as most of them left the church. The deeper I dug, the more I ached for the spiritual life that shaped my past, the icons, prayers, and rituals that gave serenity to my inner life. I found myself in empty churches in late afternoon, praying to make sense of what I was learning. I took solace from the words of the French writer Camus, an agnostic, who wrote that rebellion cannot exist without the feeling that somewhere, in some way, you are justified. And I went back to the Gospels, especially St. Paul, who says in 2 Corinthians, "Our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we have behaved in the world." The behavior of the Catholic hierarchy was contemptible to me. I visited with a few Jesuits who asked questions and urged me to keep on with the reporting. I did so, still in a fog about my spiritual life. Then something happened. My second child was born, a girl with Down syndrome. Ariel had breathing problems that led to open heart surgery when she was two. Her lungs were weak, and so I knelt at the shrine of St. Jude, patron of hopeless cases, praying for her to live. As Ariel showed resilience against the odds in and out of hospitals, I kept on praying. The truth is, I didn't know what else to do. In Ariel's struggle, I learned how unguaranteed life can be. She lived, and I found myself back in church, thankful for her existence. I didn't want bishops who acted like gangsters robbing me of my spiritual life. Through my child, I sensed a glimmer of light beyond the sky, a force that can blast you to the knees, something I had barely thought about before, a force outside the self that simply comes, a spirit to upset all one's purpose and muckraking with the sudden mystery of divine love.
Commentator Jason Berry is author of a new novel, Last of the Red Hot Papas.